Now settling in for a period of formal meditation practice with the intention of stepping out of the busyness, the doing, the action task oriented way that we may spend a good portion of our days, and purposefully practicing a non-doing, a being rather than doing, with the intention of being open and aware of whatever arises in each moment, and allowing it to be as it is, encouraging a sense of friendliness and non-judgment and towards ourselves, so that we can take this same way of being and observing, watching and being with our own experience from this formal practice out into our daily life. A way of being awake, alert, and present in all the facets of our life, so that we can be in it fully. And with this intention, now taking your seat. And that might mean for you sitting in a chair, could mean being on the floor with cushions or blankets, finding a way of supporting yourself so that you feel stable and comfortable. And if sitting isn't appropriate for your body, you may find that you're standing or lying down or in some other way of positioning yourself so that there is a sense of alertness, a sense of dignity in the body as a way to encourage that same alert, awake feeling sense in the mind. So taking this time now to make those little adjustments so you find this sense of stability, perhaps the feet resting on the floor, feeling the connection points of the body with the chair or the cushion. Inviting a heaviness, a groundedness through the pelvis and the legs. And from that stable foundation, the spine lengthens up. Using whatever support you need to find this sense of dignity, lightness in the upper body without a lot of muscular effort. And the head rises up out of the spine, from the spine, so it's neither hanging forward nor leaning back. And then taking a moment to scan through the body from head to toe, noticing if there's places of tension and inviting those to let go to whatever degree they're willing. Encouraging the face to be soft, relaxed, often the shoulders, the upper back, the neck, can be places that hold tension, and encouraging these to soften and release. A sense of heaviness through the elbows, letting the hands rest, perhaps on the lap, the legs. Encouraging the belly to move freely without holding it in or contracting here. Softening even through the legs, the feet. So the posture is one of stability, comfort, a relaxed effort. And then inviting the attention to come to the breath. Experiencing the coming and the going of the breath. Noticing where in the body you feel this most. It might be most vivid in the nostrils. And perhaps the throat. You might experience a feeling of expansion through the chest, the rib cage on the inhale, and perhaps a softening back on the exhale. Or maybe for you, the belly is the place where you feel the breath creating movement, sensation. It isn't important where you feel the breath most. Encourage the attention to be in that place where it's most vivid for you. Not with a hard focusing, not with a lot of energy. A very light touch. Simply being with the experience of the breath, the sensation of the breath. There's no need to control it, to change it in any way, to make it something. Simply allowing it to be as it is. Some days you might find it smooth, deep, slow. At other times you might find it's a bit choppy, catches somewhere. Feels shallow. As you continue to bring the attention to the breath again and again during this practice, it might even be that the qualities of the breath change. allowing the breath to be as it is. And if you find that the attention has wandered off, perhaps ruminating about something from the past, planning something for the future, the moment that you've noticed attention has wandered away from the breath, you're already back. You're already in awareness. So the practice is one of bringing the attention back to the breath again and again, using the breath as the object of your attention to encourage stability in the mind. And now the invitation is to broaden that awareness to include the body. And in some ways that may have happened already as you experience the breath in different places in the body. Feeling perhaps now a sense of the body as a whole. The weight of it. The length of it. The breadth of the body as it breathes. In this moment, right now. It may be more helpful to direct the attention to a particular part of the body. Perhaps the palms of the hands. Or the movement in the belly. Whatever place feels most comfortable to you. And sometimes there's a place in the body that seems to talk loudest. There could be an ache, a pain, a tension. Some place that's grabbing the attention. There's different ways that you might approach that intensity, if that's what's there for you. There are times when it can be helpful to turn towards it, to make that place the object of attention, and to investigate it with this open, receptive, curious kind of looking, rather than putting a label on it. We can explore, what is the sensation here? Does it move around a bit? Is it a throbbing or a prickly? Or a heavy, stable sensation? For some, it might be a color. It might be even an image or a word that comes to mind as you explore this region of the body. Where are the edges of this sensation? Where does it end? Does that change about? Does it move a bit? Of course, at any time, if it becomes overwhelming, you can always come back to the anchor of the breath as the object of your attention. Never asked to stay with physical, mental, or emotional pain at all, and certainly not to the point of feeling overwhelmed. Knowing you can touch into something and come back away from it to the breath, or a place in the body that feels neutral. You may find that what's most helpful is to adjust, to move. Maybe there's a way of creating more ease in this part of the body. This formal practice isn't about forcing ourselves to be in a particular position or to never move, but rather to be aware of what's here and knowing that we're moving when we move, rather than sort of autopilot, fidgeting, adjusting, instantly moving away from anything uncomfortable. We cultivate within us this ability to observe physical or emotional discomfort and being with it for a moment, really looking at it. And then perhaps what's called for is to support ourselves. Moving about a bit, a different position. And so that perhaps we can find greater ease. And then settling in once more with our chosen object of attention. And for now, we might choose to allow that to be sound. To bring our attention to the sounds that are arising and dissolving. Noting sounds that are coming from outside of us, maybe even outside of the room. What's the most distant sound that you can notice? And what might be the closest sound, perhaps even coming from within the body? and noticing the sounds that come and go. Coming out of the quiet, perhaps even silence, dissolving back into that silence. Some sounds may be wanted, pleasing, others unwanted. Maybe unpleasant. Attempting to treat them both the same. Objects in the field of awareness that come and go. Not unlike the way the breath flows in and flows out, or the way sensations in the body can arise, intensify, diminish. And thoughts as well, shifting and changing. And choosing now to make thoughts the object of attention for this formal practice. And as best you can, and being aware of what thoughts come in. And attempting to let them pass back out again. Like clouds in a sky. Sometimes the cloud moves slowly, softly. Sometimes the clouds are volatile and stormy. And the awareness is the sky. Letting whatever's here pass through, seen, acknowledged. Not clung to. You might find at some point you get hooked by a thought, caught up in a thought. The moment that you notice that, you've brought awareness back. And then you gently but firmly release, let go of that thought, let it be. And come back to this place of watching, observing, witnessing what's here. You're not trying to stop thinking or to make the mind completely still and quiet. You may have noticed if you try to do that, there's tension that can come in to the mind, to the body. It might feel like a battle. Rather than controlling the mind, explore what it feels like to be aware of it. You know what you're thinking. And right with the thought, there can often be emotion. One triggers the other. And so expanding the awareness now to allow thoughts and emotion to be known. Not trying to encourage any particular thought or emotion. Not trying to make something happen. Not trying to push anything away. Allowing the mind to be as it is. Observing the shifting, changing nature of the mind and heart. And as best you can, being very patient and kind with yourself. If you find the attention gets caught again and again into a storyline, some kind of inner narrative, that's human nature. It's not a problem. We simply notice, there it is, and come back. And if at any time you're not sure what to come back to, know you can always use the breath as the object of your attention. If that helps you bring stability, that helps you to be present here in this moment. You might try now broadening, opening up this field of awareness, attention to be open to whatever arises. And to let the awareness itself be the anchor into the present moment. Like that vast, spacious sky. There may be moments when something grabs the attention, a sensation, a thought, a sound, and then the choice to soften the hold on whatever's grabbed the attention and reestablish the watching, observing, witnessing stance. Acknowledging and allowing the arising and the dissolving, the coming in and the going out. Allowing this moment to be exactly as it is. Nothing to fix. Nothing to add. This moment, this breath, this body, this life, enough as it is right now. Checking in, am I aware? What am I aware of? Is there an attitude in the mind towards what I'm aware of? And can I encourage a sense of openness and allowing of whatever's here? And as we bring this practice to a close over the next few minutes, it might be useful to narrow the focus once more to the breath, feeling the body as it breathes. The weight of the body resting here. And appreciating this time that you've given yourself. And to cultivate way of being with yourself and the world. that encourages well-being. Encourages a way of being awake and alert and alive to life as it unfolds. A way of being with self and inevitably it informs how we be with others. There may be some temptation to label how this practice went for you as good or bad. And smile gently at that tendency to judge and recognize the practice itself, this noticing, this coming back to body, breath, awareness. Whether it felt easy or difficult, smooth or bumpy, calm or anxious, that's the practice. It's valuable, important, meaningful work. And as you begin to move the body a bit, and open the eyes, just feeling greater sensation as you stretch and adjust. The act of seeing, opening that sense door, there's more coming in. And making the attention to remain attentive to what's happening on the inside as you become more aware of what's going on around you. As you move through the rest of your day, invite this way of being to be your foundation, something you can touch into with just one deep breath.